Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Today we wanted to talk about not letting your busy work life crush your personal dreams.
Yeah.
So what I mean by that is I have many clients that work long hours, mm-hmm. They come home and they still have to work some more, and then their weekends they may be working, but they also, you know, have their life to attend to, their kids, their family. And they may have a book they want to write, or they may have another career they want to pursue, or some class they want to take. We all have other dreams. I mean, many of us are in the perfect career, and we don't have other dreams, but many of us do.
Yeah.
And I find a lot of them are waiting for something to happen.
Yes.
You know, maybe there'll be a break in my work schedule and then I'll be able to write that book. Or maybe, I don't know. I don't know what they think something's going to change, that they're going to be either ultra inspired and it'll just flow right out, or there'll be some break in their schedule and they'll be able to do it.
I'll finally have the time.
Right.
And we know that that's not going to happen.
Probably.
Most likely.
Right.
So keeping your personal dreams alive, sounds like you're saying, requires creating at least some room for them in your life, in your daily living.
Yeah, not letting it fall off your radar, but making sure that you put in a half an hour a day or 15 minutes a day or an hour a week. But, you know, not knocking it off your to-do list, but having it there, even if it's there for years.
Yeah.
But, take small steps, because small steps ultimately add up.
Yes. Yeah.
So if it is a book and you write a sentence a day, by the end of the year, you've got something, maybe a chapter or something. But to put things on hold, I guess, is the message of this, to not put things on hold.
It's interesting. I'm counting in my head at least four clients right now who are going through major career changes, and each of them in one way or another has picked up a personal dream that had been lying dormant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One's an illustrator, one is a drawing, one does sculpture. They're all different arts, actually, and one is a photographer.
Well, I think they usually are something that you can't get a job to do, so you don't, you know, it's not a moneymaker,
right.
But you wish it was.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And for each of them, what they're doing is developing a practice. One person does it first thing in the morning for a half hour. The other, this person who's a night owl and has a little girl, waits until she goes to bed, so does it like 10 p.m., which I could never do, but works perfectly for him. But it's making that sort of sacred time where you actually get to do it.
Right,
and it's setting aside the time, making it a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be a lot of time, and it doesn't have to be every day, but you can't wait for the inspiration, or I think it's sad to hold on to a dream for many, many years that is unfulfilled.
Right.
So it sounds like there's some discipline entailed, though. Like making sure you do it.
Right. I think
pulling it out of the closet, so to speak.
Yeah.
Dusting it off and making sure it's you're doing it again.
Literally
small steps.
For some of you.
Yeah.
Could just be small steps. But I think if it's on, you put it back on your big to-do list, not the whole to-do list, something you really want to do, then it happens in funny ways.
Yes. You mean that it
comes
back?
That's a dumb statement. It just sort of, you know, like whenever I do that, all of a sudden someone will offer me a ticket to, you know, something that really opens up that door. So
other people will be shocked when they see that, I didn't know you were interested
exactly.
in sculpture or photography.
Right.
It could potentially open up doors in different ways.
Right. Definitely.
And, you know, people that I see who've done that, who have all of a sudden, you know, taken one of these life skills up, you find out that they've been working, they've known about it. Like, mm-hmm. it's been on their list for a very long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It didn't just come up.
So the likelihood is it's something you think about doing mm-hmm. a lot, but you may not be actually doing it.
Or you envy others that do it.
Yeah.
It's something you want to do, but you don't see how you could, or it's just not how you're going to make your living.
Right. Right. I've had a few of those. One years ago, and actually I finally pursued it after my father passed away, was learning Italian.
I remember.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. And I finally went to Italian class, and then I went to Italy for mm-hmm. 2 weeks. Woo! But I actually learned quite a bit and mm-hmm. sort of immersed myself in it and was so grateful to make that come true. I was never going to become a linguist,
mm-hmm. right.
but it was really such a great, wonderful use of my brain and mm-hmm. and a different set of aptitudes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so if it isn't the fine art, they say that when you do that, when you participate in fine art, whether you're good or not, doesn't matter, it opens up different parts of your brain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it helps the way you think at work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's a positive thing to do. But the message, the big message here is that we know you have them. We know yeah. you have these dreams that are personal, that you know, you've put on hold, and we're suggesting that you take small baby steps.
Mm-hmm. So are we giving it, and you're saying, you know, even if it's 15 minutes a day or an afternoon on the weekends mm-hmm. or something, that you give it some attention.
Yeah.
And probably getting started is the hardest thing, right? Hardest part of it, to get reengaged again.
Yeah, it's hard even to maintain it, but it does take a discipline. And, you know, I wouldn't beat yourself up if it takes a while to get going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you buy the paper or you get a nice yeah. pen and you right. start, or, you know, you get a new computer or you sign up for a class. Whatever it is you end up doing, you know, don't put pressure on yourself.
Right.
But don't, it's better than ignoring it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, Logan, do you have a personal dream that you're pursuing or something that you love
no,
to do?
No, but I used to play music for mm-hmm. quite a while, and I haven't done it mostly because of time. But now yeah. that I've had more time, I'm realizing through listening to you that I haven't played music in a really long time.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Right. See? There you
and
go.
It's like, why haven't I done that?
Right.
And Kathy?
It's a lot of things for me. I mean, I like to read, and I also, you know, took back art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, and I've got a bass, an electric bass, which is hilarious that I'm not very good at playing. But to Kathy's point, what I've been doing, because I've got a lot of balls in the air right now, is I do 5 minutes, five little minutes mm-hmm. a day. Mm-hmm. And it's good because it keeps me connected with yeah. that process.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It does take confidence, though, I guess, to build up to actually start doing it again or doing it the initial time.
Yes.
And you may feel like we've talked about imposter syndrome before,
mm-hmm.
like you're an imposter, like all of a sudden taking up drawing.
Right. Right. And you might say, well, where is this taking me? I don't
right,
know.
Right. In my work life, I do this, but I'm trying to do this.
Yeah.
So I can see people's apprehensions.
Yeah. But it definitely is a positive thing to do for yourself. It's part of self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think we all need reminders.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. And we hope that you will pull those personal dreams out of the closet, dust them off, and get them going again.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.